What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got a Friday episode today. And it's Friday. Everything is lovely. Some KD talk. Some news about DeMarcus Cousins came out. Some thoughts on the center position. A little bit of everything coming at you today on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton, Friday edition. Everything is lovely. Fridays are just good days, man. Also, by the way, if you guys didn't know, Hawkeye's back. So, Thanos done f***ed up now. You know what I mean? Like, you're done, Thanos. Shout out any other Avengers fans. You'll get that joke. Hilarious, I must say myself. But number of things to talk about. The Warriors are taking on the Bucks tonight. Feels kind of stupid to call game number 27 out of an 82-game season a big game. But potential finals matchup, the Bucks are damn good this year. Bucks beat the Warriors by, I think, 1,000 earlier in the season. So big game is strong. But I think the Warriors will be motivated. They obviously want to win, avenge the 23-point loss. It was 23. It wasn't 1,000. So I was just off by a little. But they've got thoroughly outplayed in that game. The 23-point loss does not do it justice for how badly the Bucks beat them. Warriors had 18 turnovers that game. Bucks had 12. Rebounding, Milwaukee killed them 59-46. The points in the paint is the biggest thing, and I'll be interested to see if there's, I don't know, what they can do to try and fix it, I guess. It's not guaranteed that there's anything you can do, but points in the paint was 84 for the Bucks, which we could just leave it at that. That's a ridiculous number. You need to do something about that, but only 34 for the Warriors. So there are things that they need to work on specifically against the Bucks, but also just in general. I mean, I think the Hawks had 70-something points in the paint a couple games ago. So it's real, and part of that is the fact that you don't have a rim protector. You don't have a big body in the middle, which it's not like they really had it with Damian Jones either, obviously. It's something that's lacking on this team, and it'll be interesting to see if DeMarcus Cousins can fill that role, but he's not a rim protector by any means. He's a charge taker. But with how many charges have been called this year, and that's another thing I want to talk about. I'll have to do some digging because I don't really know, but it feels like they're calling a lot more charges this year than in recent years, which I hate. I think they should eliminate the charge completely. But that's for another time. But points in the paint, 84-34, just 84 period is a joke. So how are they going to fix that? I don't know. I'll be interested to see, though, if they can. Matchup-wise, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. Hopefully, who is it? Connaughton? I think Connaughton. I was going to say McConnell. You guys, that's not the right thing to do. Dellavedova, maybe? No, Pat Connaughton had a great game against the Warriors. He was 7-11 from the field and just kind of dusted Steph off of a lot of back cuts and things like that. So can they clean that up? I mean, it's one thing for the starters, for a guy like Giannis to go for 24, almost have a triple-double. Bledsoe killed them, too. You guys know I love Steph and Clay, but they got torched. They got torched this game. So they're going to be motivated for sure to try and change it. It's going to be tough, though. It's going to be tough, especially with the lack of depth at the center position. And the Bucks have pretty good depth at the center position. Between Lopez, John Henson, and then, look, Antetokounmpo, he plays everything, but the guy can play some five, and I would personally play him at the five a lot more than they do. So that's something to look out for. three-point shooting also. That's the other thing. The Bucks have some shooters, and they went 9-35 in that first game. It didn't matter because, like I said, they had 84 points in the paint. But if they start knocking down threes and can get those points in the paint, woof. And again, they don't have Draymond. They didn't have Draymond in that first game. They don't have Boogie. Obviously, things like that matter. But at the same time, that's the tough part with the Warriors. And it feels like we're being greedy. But tell me if I'm wrong. Hit me up on Twitter, at CTH415. But like even when Steph and Draymond and Boogie were all out, and McKinney, you still have KD and you still have Klay. You still have probably the two best players on the court almost every night. And same thing for tonight. You're going to have some of the best players on the court tonight as well. Things I'm looking for specifically, I mean, I guess Jordan Bell and Kevon Looney, what can they do? Something I notice as well as I'm looking at this, this was one of those lineups where Steve started Damian Jones and Jordan Bell. Don't do that. Don't do that, Steve, okay? That's all I got for you. Just don't do it. But no, it was a bad game, and interested to see how the Warriors try and make up for it if they can. But it's a Bucks are a damn good team. Damn good team. I'm going to transition here because the talking points are the same when it comes to the Warriors. Can Klay find some consistency? He's been bad. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but he's been bad, period. KD, how does he match up with Giannis? Steph, can he, you know, lock it up defensively a little better than that first game? Andre, if Andre starts, what does he do? Can he actually contribute offensively more than he has been? I don't know. Alphonso McKinney's back. Love to see what he can do. Jerebko, who's averaging, what was it, I think, 5 points a game over, or excuse me, 10 points a game over the last five games. He's been really good off the bench for them. Can he continue his good play? So things like that. As far as specific matchups and stuff, it, you know, is what it is. Love that saying, right? Love cliches. But one of the things I wanted to look at specifically moving forward is the center position. And I guess I'll start with Kevon Looney, because Kevon Looney's having a really good year. I mean, he just is. He's playing well, stepping up to the starting spot, and he's doing things that I don't want to say are easy, because as we've seen, a lot of centers that they try and plug in just can't do it, but they don't ask a ton from the center position. And Kevon's able to do those things. He's cutting to the rim when he needs to, finishing with dunks, finishing easy putbacks. He's a great rebounder, like I've said before. I've mentioned it before. He's still in the top 10 in offensive rebounding percentage. He's a great offensive rebounder. You lock him in as a great offensive rebounder in the NBA today. That's his one thing he's great at. That's something you can lock up and say on the scouting report, get him off the boards. Easier said than done, but it's official. He's a damn good rebounder, specifically offensive. And since Damian Jones went down, he's been stepping up. I mean, he's stepped up all season. He's been the best center that they have. But in the last four games on this road trip that ends tonight, game five on the road, he's averaged 25 minutes per game, highest of his career. 62% from the field, 6.3 rebounds, 7.8 points, one block a game, three assists per game. So he's having a well-rounded display on this road trip. He's doing a little bit of everything. But over the last two games, he's averaged, or excuse me, not averaged, over the last two games, he's played 59 minutes. And that's the highest total of back-to-back games that he's ever played. And if we're assuming health is fine and he's good to go and this and that, no injury concerns, we're probably fine until DeMarcus Cousins comes back. But I'd be lying if I didn't say there's some concern on my part because of the start of his career where he had to get both hips operated on. And now, yes, he's been healthy. He's been fine as far as health is concerned. He's been more than productive on the court. really fits his role with the Warriors. The only thing they would like is for him to be more athletic and about 3 inches taller. But he is absolutely doing everything they ask. He's been great. But with his minutes ramping up until DeMarcus Cousins comes back, which could be another month maybe, could be less. We're going to talk about that in a minute as well. But I just don't know how the center position is going to, I don't want to say be solidified, because it'll be solidified when DeMarcus Cousins get back, but it's just something to keep your eye on. I'm worried if he's going to continue to be playing 25 minutes a game, maybe even more, depending on how Jordan Bell performs, which is up and down. Will his body hold up is basically what I'm getting at, because he usually is in between 10 to 20 minutes a game. Some games it's like 11 or 12 minutes. Other games it's 17 or 18. But they're really pushing him up to this 25 limit or 25 minute mark. Wouldn't be surprised if they go past it, if he can handle it. But I'm just worried about potential injuries. All hypothetical, but with his injury history coming into the NBA, it's worth mentioning. I would also mention this is nothing more than hypothetical and me just being a worrier. But I will also mention that as a fantasy GM, whatever you want to call it, there are centers to keep your eye on throughout the league as far as potential Warriors targets, I guess you could say, or at least just in my mind, because they could upgrade the position for a number of reasons. We don't know what DeMarcus Cousins is going to be when he does get back. If he's DeMarcus Cousins, we're good. We are good. But he's coming back from a serious injury. No idea. And this is all just speculation on my part, so don't go taking too much into it. But there have been some that have talked about a guy like Robin Lopez, if he gets bought out. Dwayne Dedmon is another one. He's a little less likely, because the thing with Robin Lopez, he's on the last year of his deal at about $12.5 million. That's something no one's going to trade for. Where Dwayne Dedmon, he's on the last year of his deal at just over $7 million. That's still an asset. That's still potentially something someone could trade for. A little less likely. It's not a sure thing. So he could potentially be bought out, but I don't know if he will. Same thing with Robin Lopez, but Robin Lopez is not going to get traded. He might get bought out, where Dwayne Dedmon has a chance to be traded. Those are two of them, and then the third is Rashawn Holmes on the Suns, but he is, that was funny, the Suns are he just started actually for them last night, and DeAndre Ayton came off the bench. He's someone who I thought the Warriors should have gone after, even though they had their plan with the young centers. He's 25 years old, he was a solid player for the Sixers, and he got traded for cash to the Suns. Could have helped the Warriors. He's on the last year of his rookie deal at like $1.6 million. So if there's an opportunity to trade for him, they have the assets to be able to do it. Like Dwayne Dedmon, they can't trade for him. Robin Lopez, they can't trade for him without giving up someone like Sean or Andre. Rashawn Holmes is cheap enough that they can go after him. I don't know if the Suns have any interest in doing it. I don't know if the Bulls or Hawks have interest in buying out Dwayne Dedmon or Robin Lopez either. But those are the three guys that I have my eye on just as a stupid fan. And that's what I am. Going to take a quick break, come back, talk about DeMarcus Cousins a little more. He's starting to ramp up his physicality, his practices, and an interesting path they're thinking of taking with him on his way back to the NBA. That's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton here. What's good? Just talked about some, I don't know, fantasy moves I'd like to make. Not my fantasy team. No one gives a damn about that ever. By the way, don't ask me or tell me about your fantasy team, guys, please. So, DeMarcus Cousins, he's working back up to play, playing shape, playing ability, whatever. working his way back healthy. He's ramping up his workouts, his practices. I feel like we hear that all the time, but it's a slow process. And what we heard today is Steve Kerr talked about they'll probably send him down to Santa Cruz to practice with them because he wants to ramp up the physicality and the competition, where he's just not really getting that with the Warriors because during the season, Warriors practices are pretty light. There's no reason to go 5-on-5, full-out scrimmage when you have games the night before and the night after. So they're talking about sending, well, not talking about it. He's definitely going to go down and practice with Santa Cruz. And so he'll get some run with them, get some good minutes, at least practice-wise, get some good physicality, and really work his way back. Something else they mentioned is they might even let him play a game or two in the G League as a way to work him back. I don't see that happening so much because why waste his competitive minutes in the G League? But it's also something that I've thought they should do more when it comes to players coming back from injury is, you know, why not have a rehab assignment down in the G League? And we've seen it a few times, but what the hell? Why not? I don't think it'll happen, but we'll see. So that's something they're talking about with DeMarcus Cousins. He's getting close. He's going to be back after Christmas. As far as I'm concerned, mid-January. We'll see, though. Here's what Kevin Durant had to say about DeMarcus Cousins and how he knows he's getting closer to being back fully healthy.
He's just a little bit more louder than usual, so every time he gets he starts to talk a little bit more, that means something good is happening, and that's a good sign for us. But he looks good. Obviously, he might be a couple, I don't know how long he is away, but I don't think he's playing here soon, but, you know, his wind looks good. I watched him play 5-on-5, and his handle looks great, shot looks good, so I guess it's just a matter of just getting back to the feel and the flow of the game.
What you're saying is talk a little louder. Is that also like competitive on court things?
Not really like that, but you just see he's a little bit more excited because he's getting closer and closer. You know, much more than just what he says on the court, but just his whole demeanor. You can just tell that he's on his way to back, doing something he loves, man. Get basketball taken away from him so long, man. You have your good and bad days, but he's been great for us.
With Draymond, we hear he's pushing to try to play tonight. Is he a little bit louder?
Oh, yeah, he's a little bit more excited. Both of them are excited. As you can tell, they're close to playing. And, we definitely miss him out there. And we're looking forward to having him back. But more importantly, this game is being on the court is a temple to these guys. This is their place for them to express themselves and be who they are. And without it, it's like a void there. So I'm glad that void is going to be filled for those guys soon.
I love that. That's hilarious. That you can tell he's getting closer to playing because he's getting louder, talking a lot more. Love it. I think that's great. Funny comment from KD, but also in there just says Boogie's getting closer. And then also something that I forgot to mention earlier, Anthony Slater of The Athletic, you guys heard him asking that clip right there, that Draymond is getting closer to playing and pushing to play tonight. And I might start doing a segment called Missed Points because this always happens where I'm going off and there's one thing I want to mention and I forget to mention it. And what I was going to mention earlier, which I don't think I did, is that Draymond is close. He's very close to playing, and he's pushing to play tonight. Steve Kerr has said, though, that he thinks that giving him tonight, Saturday, and Sunday off until they play again Monday is probably what he's going to do. It's probably the smart thing to do. He knows Draymond wants to play tonight. He's close. Probably a game-time decision. It'll be interesting to see what the decision is. I'd lean more towards letting him sit a few more days just to get 100%. But we'll see. Draymond can be convincing. He can be convincing. They could use him, though. They didn't have him in the first game against Milwaukee either, and I think that's why, another reason why, at least, Draymond is pushing so hard to play tonight. Going to take one last break. Got a couple of funny stories, some funny stuff from the Warriors happened over the last 24 hours that I want to get to, and I'm going to wrap this thing up for the weekend. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton is me. What's good? Wanted to finish up with a couple things. There was some funny stuff that happened, but also something funny, something sweet. And then I also have to throw this out there. It's kind of sad, I guess. Not sad, but just Klay Thompson's having a bad year. I will give him credit. He's averaging 4.1 rebounds a game, which I think will even get up higher by the end of the season. He's focused on other aspects of his game, and I do appreciate the rebounding number because a guy his size with his strength should be a better rebounder than he is, and it's clear that he's working on that. But as far as the shooting goes and other aspects of his game, the only way I can really put it is he has time to turn it around, obviously, but the way he's playing, he won't be an all-star this year. That's the best way I can put it. And I just had to put that out there. Sorry. Here's the funny and sweet stories. The sweet story is, and another thing that I should just put in my missed points, we'll see if I turn that into a segment or not. But I forgot to mention earlier, Kevon Looney got his jersey retired at his high school. I think it was called Hamilton High School. Shout out. But got the number 5 retired there, which is awesome. A lot of fun. And the best part is obviously him getting his jersey retired, being honored by his high school, and going back there to be honored and show them love, return the love that they're showing him. The second best part is that the entire team went with him. And it's one of those things that, you know, chokes you up a little bit. But you see on Instagram, and on everyone's Instagram stories, showing love to Kevon. There's a great video of just the entire day, really, on the Warriors Twitter. Go check it out. I think it's just at Warriors. I'm sure you all follow them anyways. You should all follow me at CTH415. But great, great video of it. And just seeing the kids' reactions when Klay and Steph and KD and Boogie and Draymond and Jarebko specifically walk into the school. And it was just, it's a beautiful thing, man. And love seeing the support from the team. And like I always say, I don't read too much into it. I can enjoy it. I think it's sweet. I love seeing it. I don't know if it means anything. I won't apply any meaning to it besides the fact that I enjoy it, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome, incredibly sweet. Love seeing it. Congrats to Kevon getting his jersey retired, and good job by the entire Warriors organization by being there for him and for the kids. I mean, that's something awesome. Look, they were all starstruck and amazed by seeing Kevon. But hey, the you know, best team of all time actually just walked into your library and into your assembly and is taking pictures with you. Like, that's absolutely incredible. So great job by the Warriors organization, the players, coaches. Like, all the coaches were there. Steve Kerr was there. Ray Ritter was there getting yelled at by Klay. It was incredible. It was great. I would suggest you all go check out the video on the Warriors Twitter. I'd also suggest you follow every Warrior on Instagram and Twitter, but definitely go check out their stories from yesterday that have, you know, video from the ceremony. The last thing I'm going to get to, well, I lied. It's not the last thing, but this is the funny thing that happened. So today, KD, as I mentioned, you guys go follow him on Instagram because you're missing some funny stuff. He got a text from a former teammate, good friend, great goon, Zaza Pachulia. And I'm just going to read this out loud. From Zaza to KD, he wrote, "Happy birthday, my brother. Wishing you all the best. You catching up." Smiley face. Catching up in years, basically. KD writes back, "It's not my birthday, asshole. I'm posting this on Instagram to show the world how bad of a teammate you are." Zaza responds, "Oh shit, it's September 28th. The emoji with the monkey covering its eyes. I think it's a monkey. An animal covering its eyes. KD responds, 29th, SMHHHHHH. Yo, stop texting me right now. I love you, LOL. Zaza responds, "Only good thing about this text is that I'm thinking about you, my brother, LOL. KD responds, "Haha, that is true. Miss you, my brother." Caption, "I still love you, Zaza Pachulia, but you have to do better, LOL. So it doesn't do it justice by reading it out loud, especially all in one voice, but it's just one of those things. It's hilarious. and very Zaza Pachulia. You can see why him and Clay were so close. Both are in their own worlds, but it was great. Hilarious. I loved it. They could be using Zaza right now as well. But once DeMarcus comes back, that'll all be forgotten. Last thing I want to say, well, second to last thing, because I also quick league pass picks, but I just want to let you guys know, hit me up on Twitter. I think I'm going to set up an email also. Let me know what you guys want to hear about, want to be talked about. This podcast is for you. So anything that y'all want to hear, want to get discussed, if I'm not hitting the topics you want, or, you know, whatever, constructive criticism, or you just love it and think I'm great, that's cool too. But anything you guys want, any questions you have, hit me up at CTH415. I appreciate you guys listening. This podcast is for you. So anything you want, holler at your boy. As far as league pass picks go, a lot of games tonight. None of them stand out that great. Actually, yeah, they're all kind of Grizzlies, Pelicans, and I'm sure you guys hate this, but Lakers, Spurs, man, I don't know. They played a couple nights ago. Lakers were able to pull it out at the end. Spurs just missing something. Well, what they're missing is defense. And there are other games I'm interested in, but as far as like universal interest, as far as a good matchup, that's what I do with league pass picks. It's basically about the matchup. Like Kings, Cavs, I'm interested in that because the Kings are exciting. But besides that, no, that's not a good matchup. So yeah, I'll go with, I'm going to give you three. Sixers, Pistons, because as we know, Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond. Like, does Andre Drummond take a swing at him tonight? He's going to have to eventually. Sixers, Pistons, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Lakers, Spurs, check them all out. And obviously Warriors, Bucks is the main event. That's the tough part about these picks, is Warriors is usually the main event. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Let me know what you think, what you want to hear about, anything you guys want. This podcast is for you. Have a good, safe weekend. Not sure what the weekend looks like for me. You might get another one of these, you might not, but either way, I'll be back soon. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.